Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in 1 Corinthians 10 in the Passion Translation. This is what it says. My dear fellow believers, you need to understand that all of our Jewish ancestors who walked through a wilderness long ago were under the glory cloud and passed through the waters on the sea on both sides. They were all baptized into the cloud of glory, into the fellowship of Moses, and into the sea. They all ate the same heavenly manna and drank water from the same spiritual rock that traveled with them, and that rock was Christ himself, yet God was not pleased with most of them, and their dead bodies were scattered around the wilderness. Now all these things serve as types and pictures for us, lessons to teach us not to fall in the same way by callously craving worthless things and practicing idolatry as some of them did, for it's written, the people settled in to their unrestrained revelry with feasting and drinking, for then they rose up and became wildly out of control. Neither should we commit sexual immorality as some of them did, which caused the death of 23,000 on a single day. Nor should we ever provoke the Lord as some did by putting him to outrageous tests that resulted in their death from snake bites day after day. And we must not embrace their ways by complaining, grumbling with discontent as many of them did and were killed by the destroyer. All the tests they endured on their way through the wilderness are a symbolic picture, an example that provides us with a warning so that we can learn through what they experienced. For we live in a time when the purpose of all ages past is now completing its goal within us. So beware if you think it could never happen to you, lest your pride becomes your downfall. We all experience times of testing, which is normal for every human being, but God will be faithful to you. He will screen and filter the severity, nature, and timing of every test or trial you face so that you can bear it. And each test is an opportunity to trust him more. Along with every trial, God has provided for you a way of escape that will bring you out of it victoriously. My cherished friends, keep on running far away from idolatry. I know I am writing to thoughtful people, so carefully consider what I say. For when we pray for the blessing of the communion cup, isn't this our co-participation with the blood of Jesus? And the bread that we distribute, isn't this the bread of our co-participation with the body of Christ? For although we are many, we become one loaf of bread and one body as we feast together on one loaf. Consider the people of Israel when they fell into idolatry. When they ate the sacrifices offered to the gods, weren't they becoming communal participants in what was sacrificed? Now, am I saying that idols and the sacrifices offered to them have any value? Absolutely not. However, I am implying that when an unbeliever offers a sacrifice to an idol, it is not offered to the true God, but to a demon. I don't want you to be participants with demons. You can't drink from the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You can't feast at the table of the Lord and feast at the table of demons. Who would ever want to arouse the Lord's jealousy? Is that something you think you're strong enough to endure? You say, under grace there are no rules and we're free to do anything we please. Not exactly, because not everything promotes growth in other areas. Your slogan, we're allowed to do anything we choose, may be true, but not everything causes the spiritual advancement of others. So don't always seek what is best for you at the expense of another. Yes, you are free to eat anything without worrying about your conscience, for the earth and all its abundance belongs to the Lord. So if an unbeliever invites you to dinner, go ahead and eat whatever is served without asking questions concerning where it came from. But if he goes out of his way to inform you that the meat was actually an offering sacrificed to idols, then you should pass, not only for his sake, but because of his conscience. I'm talking about someone else's conscience, not yours. What good is there in doing what you please if it's condemned by someone else? So if I voluntarily participate, why should I be judged for celebrating my freedom? Whether you eat or drink, live your life in a way that glorifies and honors God, and make sure you're not offending Jews or Greeks or any part of God's assembly over your personal preferences. Follow my example, for I try to please everyone in all things rather than putting my liberty first. I sincerely attempt to do anything I can so that others may be saved. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, we're talking about freedom and that our freedom is so amazing and beautiful, and we're so grateful for the freedom that you have won. But that freedom also comes with a responsibility to love those who are weaker in the faith and to love those who are outside the faith. And so, Lord, we pray today that you would help us to err on the side of love and not on the side of freedom. Freedom is lovely, and we can dance and jump around for the freedom that you have won for us. but we can also restrain that freedom because of our love for others. So teach us what that looks like in today's culture. Show us what that means. Lord, we thank you so much that we can take communion with other believers. We thank you so much that we can look back on the Bible and look back at the nation of Israel and see what they did and use that as a cautionary tale. I am so grateful for the Word of God. I'm so grateful that it teaches us how not to be and how to be. So thank you for that example. Help us to love your word today and to not only just love it, but to obey it. Lord, we want to live for your glory, not our own. We want to live for your reputation and not our own. We want to live for the sake of the gospel to become all people and all things to all people so that many might be saved. Lord, we also just pray that you would send workers out into the harvest because the harvest is ripe right now. You are doing amazing things around this world. And Lord, as we breathe that prayer, would you also send us? Send us to the ends of the earth, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Growing Home Together. And I am so excited to just talk about Rob and Joanna Tigan and growinghometogether.com. They have a lot of things available there. Their podcast is there. They have a devotional called Mr. and Mrs. 366 Devotions for Couples. And this would be a really lovely gift for the new year for a couple, especially like a newly married couple. That would be awesome. I know a lot of people, as they start their new year in their marriage, this would be a really great way to kind of have that kind of intention to have good conversations and make 2021 a year of great connection with your spouse. What they've written there will help you to grow closer to Jesus, and you will reconnect on a spiritual level with your spouse. And so thank you, Rob and Joanna Tigan at growinghometogether.com, and for this amazing resource, Mr. and Mrs. 366 Devotions for Couples. I appreciate all of you for listening to Pray Every Day, and a huge shout out to the patrons at patreon.com/prayeveryday. Together with the Tigans and all of the other sponsors of this show who have been such a blessing, and the patrons, we've been able to reach over 1.3 million listens, 1.3 million earbud listens in the past 3 years, almost 3 years. We're almost 3 years old. So thank you so much for that. And I appreciate you. I hope today is a day you find rest and peace.